A survey by the African Media Development Initiative says the media on the continent have undergone considerable growth and change in the past 5 years. The director of one of the sponsors of the study, Stephen King of the BBC World Service Trust, says this is due to democratization, globalization, and economic growth.
The private media had grown very substantially, and that's largely due to liberalization. We'd also seen a large growth in some countries in community media stations.
The study was conducted by the Trust, Nigeria's Ahmadu Bello University, South Africa's Rhodes University, and a network of researchers in 17 African countries. They interviewed more than 300 leaders in media, government, academia, and related fields. King says the researchers found a surprising consensus on the state of the media in sub-Saharan Africa.
Radio is still the dominant media, although television is growing fast. And also, another obviously significant but unsurprising statistic is in the growth of mobile telephony, and also in some countries a massive uptake of access to internet.
He says newspapers often do not reach audiences in rural areas, and internet access, while growing, is still limited. For example, 2/3 of all internet users live in Nigeria or South Africa. However, the report says the media in Africa face many challenges. They are neither strong enough nor independent enough to fulfill their role as the fourth pillar of democracy, along with the executive, legislative, and judicial branches of government. One of the research leaders, Jerry Power, says state-owned broadcasters tend to dominate, but they are not independent.
In many of these countries, despite the liberalization, they tend still to serve the needs of the ruling government and tend to be the mouthpiece of the ruling party.
The study says that laws guaranteeing the freedom of the media are lacking in many countries and are not implemented in many where they do exist. In addition, African media suffer from low technical standards, low professional standards, and funding shortages. King says, however, that vigorous and independent media are vital in the struggle to end poverty and promote good governance.
In a globalized world, people succeed and economic growth happens because of a more liberalized and globalized access to information. And to deny that to many people in the developing world is a real break on development.
The study recommends new funding schemes to ensure financial sustainability, more and better coordinated training programs, and the implementation of laws that protect the media from interference by government and wealthy private interests. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.